Hello and welcome to Already Calm. My name is Lindy Smith. Episode 2. Before you meditate. Here are some practical things to bear in mind before you begin to meditate. Why are you meditating? What do you hope to gain from developing a meditation practice? These are not trick questions, but it can be very useful to answer them to establish your motivation. So if you're not sure, why not go back, listen to the questions again, and take some time to reflect on why you're meditating? When do you want to meditate? Choosing a similar time every day helps create the habit of practice. Most people find that their minds are more amenable to meditation first thing in the morning and last thing at night, but any time that suits you is good. We do not need complete silence, as we are practicing awareness of what is. We're training the mind to accept whatever arises. But it may be helpful at first to find a time and a space that feel peaceful to you. It can help to make everyone in your household aware that you want to practice. Normally, people will respect your wishes and try to be a little quieter. Regarding children and animals, ask their permission and invite them to join you. Many people meditate with their child or their dog lying in their lap, and you may find that they quite naturally want to be with you when you practice. I even know of a couple who asked their 6-month-old baby for permission when they wanted to practice. When they asked, the baby would either sleep or cry, and after feeding would happily let them continue with their practice. Choose a space that you like to be in, and bring something to sit on, and a drink. Preferably non-alcoholic. Some people also choose something inspiring to look at, like fresh flowers or a picture that's meaningful to them. Some people like to light a candle and some incense, but these are not necessary. Even in a warm place, the body temperature drops during meditation as the heart comes to rest. So please wear warm, comfortable clothing and bring a blanket. It can help you to sit more comfortably if you stretch a little first. Traditionally, Eastern practitioners might do yoga or Tai Chi or Qigong before they sit, but it's not necessary to learn these particular practices. Any kind of stretches that feel relaxed and easy will work, even informal stretches. We're not preparing for aerobic exercise here. The point is that you're bringing awareness to your body and helping to ease any muscular tensions. As you stretch, try to synchronize your breathing with your movements. This can help to focus the attention inwards, which we will continue to do when we practice meditation. When it comes to sitting, the important factors are that you're comfortable and that your spine is straight. You do not have to sit in full lotus, like a yogi, with each foot on the opposite thigh if your body is not trained to do that. Traditionally, the lotus position lifts the spine without any chairs or cushions. So in ancient India, this was a very useful position. If you do want to sit on the floor, try sitting cross-legged or Burmese style with one leg bent in front of the other. Adjust the number and height of cushions under your sitting bones until your spine feels fully supported. If you want to sit on a chair, try not to sit on a sofa. Choose a chair which helps you sit upright with a straight supported back and make sure your feet have contact with the floor. In this meditation, you will be advised to keep your eyes open. This is better. This helps develop a quality of mindfulness while still being aware of the world, and therefore can help us integrate our mind training into our daily lives. However, if you find you are too easily distracted by the external world at first, feel free to close your eyes. In time, you may learn to open them. If you are a beginner, all you need to do now is relax and follow the instructions. You have a big advantage over an experienced meditator in that your mind is open with no expectations. So sitting comfortably with a blanket around you and a drink next to you and a few minutes to yourself, you are now ready to begin. You've been listening to Already Calm. In the next episode, we will actually be guided through a meditation practice. If you'd like to find a meditation teacher near you, or if you have any questions about meditation, please email me at thealreadycalmpodcast@gmail.com. And remember, we're not trying to make ourselves calm. Beneath the whirlwind of mental activity, we are already calm. Thanks for listening.